Thank you for the It's Tom drop. I do appreciate that. That's our latest little jewel.
I don't know why that's so funny.
Tigers, that's best series they've played all year. Hell, you may have swept the Guardians if you didn't pitch Maeda. But there's a problem. I mean, A, I'm on a different planet than Andy Dierks. But what I heard at the end of the postgame there, oh, they can play with anybody. It's going to be interesting. Hold on. Slow your roll. See, here's the issue. They win 7 of 8, and yet I'm more excited it was Flaherty pitching awesome today because I know I have to trade him. And if you're leaving the ballpark, I want your reaction because I don't know how to feel about it because math is the name of the game in baseball. So if I'm going to invest, and let's say we view this as a turning point, they win 7 of 8, and you go, okay, we're playing really good ball. We're headed into the All-Star break. Dodgers are coming to town. No Glasnow, no Mookie Betts. They're still really good, but we're playing good. All right, fine. I'll live with that. You got 69 games left. You're going to have to get the better part of 90 wins. And I want to be fair, so I'll say 88. I'll just give away 2 games. 88 wins to make the wild card. If we were going to be real serious about this. 69 games left. You'd have to go minimum. What? 40 to get to 88? Let's see. They would need 43 and 26. You think this team's going 17 games over 500 the rest of the way? That's just math. So I'm conflicted.
Not unless they're going to be buyers.
Microphone's not on.
Yeah, it is.
Now it is. Oh. David, I think David sabotaged you.
Okay.
He did. Okay, good. So I don't know what to do with him. Because, again, we're not far removed from losing 7 out of 10. I don't know. I'm happy they played well. I love the fact Flaherty pitched well because, Lord knows, that's your biggest trade chip. But Rico, can you invest in it?
No.
Should people invest in it? What should the reaction be?
The reaction should be he should be on the blocks. He should be out there. And because coming off of this pitching, this outing today, his value has gone up because we were all questioning whether he was going to be damaged goods. In order for them to maintain the sustainability of what you said of going 17 games above 500 to finish out the season, the only way you're going to do that is you're going to have to become a buyer. And I don't think that they're willing to do that either. So if that's the case, go ahead, sell that piece off. You can't make the same mistake you did last year and just ride it out with a pitcher, hope for good things, and get nothing for them.
But if you're leaving the ballpark right now, you just saw a great game. You saw a great series. Offense scored some runs. I mean, I don't care Cleveland had a gas can on the mound. You had Maeda on the mound the other night. Turnabout's fair play. You lit Spencer Howard up. I had to Google who Spencer Howard was. The point is, I don't know what you can take out of it. 7 out of 8 in normal times, I'd be thrilled. But yet, I'm more excited. Flaherty, I thought, was great. Now, he didn't allow hard contact. There was only one real hard hit ball all day. The strikeouts weren't there, but he pitched really well. And it's like, knowing I have to get rid of him, Rico, that keeps me from being able to start plotting a course. Now, if you want to have the conversation of, all right, I don't want to sell. Next 20 days, how many games ago? 15? 14 games? I mean, you'd have to be the hottest team in baseball. You know, the Red Sox are 10 games over 500. Right behind them is Kansas City and right behind them is Houston.
Yeah.
So you would need to be the hottest team. And again, I don't.
And see, the problem with that is now the All-Star break hurts you because when you're playing this great of baseball, you want to be out there every night.
Keep it rolling.
And now we got to come to a grinding halt. People will get refreshed and we got to jumpstart this thing all over.
Especially Blue Jays coming to town and they suck. I don't know. I would love to know what you guys think. It's a very weird feeling when your team wins and is getting hot, but you know the fire sale is coming. So I can be happy because Colt Keith just continues. Riley Green continue. They're murdering baseballs. And Flaherty, I said it. This is the biggest start of the Tiger season. He needed this one today and one after the All-Star break. And today he showed no ill effects. You know, guy with multiple injections in his back and has missed 2 weeks. He looked great.
Probably the most important start that he had this year because 100%. You needed to know he was not damaged goods.
So how do you weigh it out, guys, as fans? Kenny called today a daiquiri day. Team wins 10-1. Cleveland's got a positional player out there pitching.
This is when you see hatless Kenny with the hair slicked back, yes, sitting there with the Hawaiian, yes, shirt on.
And a daiquiri. Yeah. Blue and orange.
I've seen this before. He's a happy man.
But there's the thing. You can be happy and enjoy it. The problem is you can't deny reality. And I don't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
If you wanted to re-sign Flaherty, like if you showed me that they're like all of a sudden over the All-Star break, Jack Flaherty agreed to an extension, I could change my take. I could feel differently. Mize is coming off the IL, which means I'll never look at Maeda again. Super. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm openly asking fans how they're processing it. I don't know what to do, because if they trade Jack Flaherty and then a contender takes Gio Urshela as depth and then they sell a bullpen. I mean, they don't have if Kelly gets traded, right? Mm-hmm. Yankees need a catcher. Lord knows I'd take him.
No, here's what happens, Mike. There's so many different mindsets for the Tigers fans, because you're going to have some, don't yell at me, who are living in the moment right now and are saying, you know what? This is the team that we thought they were going to be the entire year. They are red hot. We can do this thing. We can go on the streak. Why not? It's that why not us mentality. The only way this keeps rolling is that now you got to go in and you got to become a buyer, and you're going to have to bring in pieces. You're going to have to bring in bats, everyday bats, to this lineup, which is something that the team, Scott Harris, has not done all season long, which leads me to think, why would he do it now? Because what you're saying makes absolute sense. You have to go out there and put Flaherty out there on the market and hope that you can get a nice return back. But if you're a Tigers fan, you don't want to hear that right now because you're winning. But long-term success, I don't think he's part of it. This is your chance to capitalize on that and bring in some more pieces to this team and maybe, just maybe, bring in somebody who could add to that core that we keep hearing about.
Yeah. Imagine if they'd done that in the offseason. All right, I'll leave it alone. 248-539-9797. And again, whether you're at the game or not, no problem. But if you're driving around, you sweep the Reds, you take 3 or 4 from the Guardians. I mean, that's a nice little stretch of baseball. But how are you supposed to feel about it, knowing that the most exciting thing today was Jack Flaherty's back and healthy, and I know I got to trade him in less than 3 weeks? What is the feeling here? And again, if you wanted the math on, I'm going to call my radio show that I love or I hate, but I listen to, and I'm going to say, I believe in this team, and we're going to go on a run. I'm not mad at you. You're welcome to believe whatever you want. Hell, the Diamondbacks were under 500 and went on a run. Fine. Here's the math. 69 games to go. It's going to take the better part of 90 to get in. Let's lower the total for sake of fun. 88 games. That to get that last wild card spot, you got to win 88 games. Guys, you'd have to go 43-26 the rest of the way. I don't believe you're capable of doing that in any way, shape, or form, especially if you sell.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I could say is it goes back to that stat that Cookies hit us with.
What's that?
When you score 2 or more runs,
yeah, they're good.
You may be able to pull this off where you go, 43-26?
Yep.
Which means you need to bring in a bat. If you're serious about this.
Wyatt Langford. Excuse me.
You know what?
Come here.
You know what? You need a hug. But if you're Max Lark, if you're serious about this, you got to bring in another bat because you don't have that. You don't have the sustainability to keep this going. You're hot.
I know.
Every team in baseball has a streak like this. You want to be a big boy.
The Angels did. Remember when the Angels went 1-8 out of 10 and you're like, and they kicked your ass. How is this happening? The Angels are right back to sucking. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But it's fun on a day. Like this is the thing, Rico, that kills me is no matter what side of the fence you're on, I don't care what battle lines get drawn, you want to be able to talk baseball on a summer day and go, hey, scoreboard watch time. See, we can't do that. Now, they win 7 of 8. It feels good in the moment. It's like an ice cream cone. I just don't know that it changes the picture for me. Now, if after the All-Star break, if they were somehow off of this, take 2 or 3 from the Dodgers this weekend, get back from the break, you're going to get the Jays, the Twins, and the Guardians, I believe. I believe that's the first three series after the break. If you somehow, over this course of time, became an above 500 team, then it becomes different because maybe you're only five out. But I don't know what to do because the pragmatic person in me still says, I have to deal Jack Flaherty. If I get a call from a team that needs a catcher, I got to, and plus I got to call up Dingler. I got to find out if the kid's any good. I want to know.
But right now you're stuck in purgatory because you're in that, we're not totally garbage, but we're not a contender. So
right.
What do we do?
I don't think they're garbage. That's okay.
That's purgatory. It's
but that's when people wonder what is the source of my frustration or angst or spite. It's that they're not garbage. In fact,
you'd rather them be garbage
because it's emotionally easier to accept we're the Oakland A's. When a team has the, like, how long have we said they have playoff pitching? Nobody would want to play this team if they went to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. That only makes me mad at Scott Hurst.
Because you look at a series like this and you're saying this could have been a series somewhere in the AL. If you're playing the Guardians, you would have moved on. You're getting ready to go on to the next round. Why? Because you had pitching that got you there. Even when you went out there with Maeda, they almost covered that up.
Here's what the Tigers have the rest of July, and this could give you hope if you win each series here. At Toronto, at Cleveland, at home against Minnesota, and then you close out July with Cleveland here.
Two games.
So that could give you hope if you do what you're doing now and win each series. Now you're making up ground here.
But again, I'm asking, and I know I'm asking multiple questions, and that's the fun of it. But I'm not going to serve the poo-poo platter. They just took three or four from the Guardians. Good on you. Sweep the Reds. Same deal. Like, I'm not going to knock a team for playing good ball, but I don't know what it means. And I know myself, I was excited Flaherty showed no ill effects. Not from a velocity standpoint. The slider looked great. He had, you know, he wasn't like rubbing his back. There was no weird pitch in a trip to the mound. He was great. And I'm excited because I know I have to get rid of him. That flies in the face of being able to be excited about 7 of 8. So I want to know how you guys are processing it. And I have no, listen, this is one where Kenny, I think, will win the day, Rico. If today's just a daiquiri day and you're not thinking about the deadline or any of it, respect. I understand that. I'm not mad at you. But we do a radio show. It's a little different. Kenny's not going to be like, guys, I saw three birds today. That's we can't. We got to offer you a little something more here. So let's get to the people. A lot of people want to talk, and I'm happy to do it. So what?
Nothing.
Guys, the cloud looks like boobs. Like, we have to offer you something different.
That wasn't something said today, was it?
No.
Okay. That's
I'm just
why.
Saying. I imagine okay. Kenny staring up at the ballpark.
Okay, that's why I was laughing. Like, wait, was that actually?
That
said
looks
today?
Like Pam Anderson's ass. Like, it's just hey, we have to have a topic.
You know what? All I got to say is bucket list item. Mm. I know you. You know you're
Pam
getting
Anderson's
ready to
ass.
No.
Yes.
You need to sit and watch a game with Kenny.
Oh, fun, Kenny.
Oh, that is a bucket list item. I have a newfound respect. I mean, this man is a beautiful man at the ballpark.
The streets are talking. They know about Kenny Cott. I know. 248-539-9797. Let's get the show on the road. We'll get to you guys next. 97.1. How do you invest? How do you process it? I'm most excited that Flaherty pitched awesome, but that's only because I know I got to trade him. Well, that flies in the face of being able to think this could be a turning point. But if you wanted the turning point, I'm offering you mathematics on it. 90's probably what it's going to take. But I'll make it 88. I'll make it a little bit easier, and that way we can just move forward with a number. To get in, you need 88 wins, right? 69 games remaining. You will need to go 43-26. If you think they can do that, I need to know how, especially if I'm dealing Flaherty. Now, if you tell me I'm not trading Jack, I'll run the risk and I'll make a qualifying offer, and I'll get a pick. You're welcome to that opinion. That's not how the game is played, but that's fine. But I want to know how you're processing it, especially if Kenny called it a daiquiri day. It was. The weather was beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
and you feel great. You hit the Guardians with a garbage can.
You were able to leave the park early if you wanted to, not worrying about That's them right. coming back. Oh, yeah. Go Real get something to eat.
Easy peasy. Let's go to Stan. We'll get things rolling today. Stanley, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike. Thank you so much for taking my call. Yeah, I am. You know, I do. I'm a partial season ticket holder. And you see, where I'm looking at right now is I'm not thinking about the past because it's gone. And I'm not worrying about the future. But I'm looking at right now, I'm a guy who likes to be in a pennant race in September. I didn't think this team was going to give me anything more than that. If it's me and if I'm Scott Harris, I would try to sign Flaherty to a deal long term, because going in, if you see, we're living in a world of if. If we're able to get into these series with Olsen, Flaherty, and Scoobs, we got a shot. We got a puncher's shot.
Mm-hmm.
Now you look at the way that we're currently hitting, you say to yourself, we need a bat, like Rico said. Well, you know, currently Green has a WRC plus of about 127. We have a guy coming off the injured list that has a WRC plus of 153.
Who's coming off the Carpenter? Oh, yeah, but hold on. The last I read 2 days ago, Carpenter had no timetable for a return and had just started working out.
But he's still, my point is that look at how they've evolved in the past month. We now have Wenciel Perez that we like. We like Veerling. We like Colt Keith. We like Green. We like, Kelly. We like J-Hen. We have hitters that, if I'm correct, your guy in the morning, Costa, said if we score one run, we would win. We'd win 100 games this year. So we do have to win 13 out of 20 games each slot, right? But the point is, for a guy like me that's lived through 7 years, knowing that they're not going to do anything earth-shattering because they're committed to the youth, I have faith that tomorrow I'm going to be excited, and I can't wait to get my popcorn out to have a Scoob day. And so I'm excited, and that's all I look for from baseball.
No, and at least you're honest about it. Yeah. Stan, I don't have a problem because you're honest about it, but I don't live the way you do. No, I don't.
I know
just
you don't.
Ignore reality, be happy for today. I don't live that way. I know they got to trade Jack Flaherty.
I know.
But I'm fine. Now, he mentioned a couple players I don't like, but Stan was on a roll, and he's having a good time, and he enjoyed a daiquiri day. God bless.
The reason why Stan and people like Stan feel that way, Mike, is because you've had nothing really to cheer for. So if you go the way that you go, but you've already admitted you're maniacal when it comes, you want your teams to win at all costs.
Sure.
A lot of Tigers fans have been beaten into submission where you just ride the good times and you reflect back to the 06 series when you could have won it. That's where you are right now. That's what this team has done to you.
Okay. Well, then what happens?
I'm not saying it's a
what
right
happens
thing.
If they trade Flaherty? What does that do to Stan?
Stan would be a little upset, but now he
what happens
has,
if they trade Gio? What happens when they trade Kelly?
If you're bottoming out and you're just saying we're writing this season off, people like Stan will say, okay, well, hopefully I'll go down to the park on a good day and when's the Lions start?
Wow. What? I wish I had customers like that. Let me go to Steve, 97.1. Stevie, what's going on, buddy?
How you doing, Mike?
Good. What's on your mind?
Hey, so I want to buy. I mean, I hate saying it, and I know you're going to beat me up.
I'm not going to beat you up at all. You say whatever you like. I'm not mad at you.
So if you do sell Flaherty, you're going to sell him to a contender. So you're getting back prospects. I don't want that. I want to win now. So what I want to do is you sell either Jackson Jobe, Jung, or any of these young kids. You go out and get Luis Roberts, or you go out and get a Guerrero or a Bichette, and you make this offense scoring three, four, five runs, and you let Scoobal, Flaherty, and Olsen do some work. You get into the postseason, and oh my gosh, you never know.
No, I'll tell you right now. I mean, Steve, we had this conversation, and forgive me, I can't name the exact day, but it was the last time they were 3-4 games under 500. They might have been 2 or 3 games under. And Kenny and I brought up Toronto and Bichette and Guerrero and how they're selling, and I said, look, what if this was the fix to the Baez situation, where it's You're buying, but you're buying long term because each guy is signed through next season. Steve, every time I feel like we get to this point and we talk about stuff like that, then they lose 6 out of 8. Then it's like, oh, geez, now we look stupid again. I'm not mad at you for feeling that way. If they were buying a player that had some term and was going to be a cornerstone, I wouldn't argue with you. I wouldn't, because I need to add things to the mix. So I'm not mad at the idea, Steve, but they got to be a signed guy.
I mean, we're tired of waiting here.
I know I am.
You go and get these prospects. We're waiting for, what, 27 for Max Clark and all these other guys to come up. Scooble is the best pitcher in the AL. And you got Riley Green, who is playing top-notch baseball right now. Cole Kiesel on the up and up. Trade Torkelson. Trade Jung. Trade Jobe.
Like, I'll tell you what would look great here. And I mean, it would look incredible. You want a player that would look amazing? Wyatt Langford.
Okay, Steve.
Well, you got to give up on that, man.
I know. I can't. Steve, I know. Steve, I'm hurting and I'm projecting, I'm sorry.
He's not.
It's my fault, Steve.
He's like an addict when it comes to that. But, Steve, I am with you. If you're going to do this, you got to be serious. You got to go out there and you got to add a bat. You got to add something to this lineup if this is what you want to do.
Just understand.
I understand.
Everything he was asking for
is
Wyatt Langford. Just throwing that out there.
I know. Because, yes. Langford would have probably gotten you some of at least 5 extra wins. And we are
leading off All-Star Riley Green in the 2 hole, one of the hottest hitters in baseball, Cole Keith. In the 3 spot, Wyatt Langford. Daiquiri Day. But what does it mean? I don't know what to do with it. I was excited Jack Flaherty pitched great because the first thing I'm doing is trading him. But then there's the other side of it. Are you riding this wave? All right. If you want to think that way on a sunny Thursday in July, okay, here's the math. Let's say it'll take 88 wins to get in. You're going to have to go with 69 games left. You're going to have to go 43-26. Do you believe in your heart they can do that? Now, if you tell me they're not going to sell anything, and in fact, they're going to buy a player with term, you know, Kenny threw out the Bo Bichette stuff or the Vladdy stuff, right? Each guy has term. Look, you guys can throw whatever ideas you want out. I'm offering you where we're at and you tell me what you want to do with it. Or maybe you're like caller Stan. You're just enjoying a sunny day. You don't get to control your future. And when and if they sell, you're going to be heartbroken. I don't know. But if you want to be serious about it and make a run, my feeling is it's too little too late. But if they get red hot between now and the deadline, they could make that interesting. I don't know. I'm just glad I never have to look at Kenta Maeda again. So that's positive. David, the ticket text, and I'll go right back to the phones.
That definitely is a positive. Call it wishful thinking, but I'm hoping the Maeda move has woken them up. The bullpen has been sharp. Flaherty looked good, and the bats come alive. Minnesota started out with a bad record in the last couple of months. That's been about where they're at, 43-26. It doesn't seem undoable, Mike from Whitmore Lake.
Yeah, but Mike, do you have the team that they have? Also, you know, just because someone else does it, you got to look in your own house. My fear is, okay, let's say you invest. Let's say you really buy in. If they trade Flaherty and Urshela and Kelly, where's 43-26 coming from? See, that's where I'm fascinated what they do between now and the deadline. If they can, look, Dodgers are here this week. There's no Mookie Betts and there's no Tyler Glasnow. Could you take 2 of 3? Go in on a high. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Be 3 games under 500. Basically get back to where you were, what, end of May?
Yes.
Does that sound about right?
Yes.
And then you have the All-Star break. And you're going to have, David, how many games between now and the deadline after the All-Star break? What, about 9 games? I believe they're playing the Royals as the trade deadline hits.
Correct.
How many
games?
That
is August 1st, so they have 3 against. I'm sorry, stupid thing.
You're fine. I know the computer sucks. It's not on you.
I'm trying to get everything back that I had.
You're fine.
They have 3 against the
Blue Jays. They got four against the Guardians at Cleveland. Yes. They have three at home against the Twins, and then they got two against Cleveland at home.
Okay, so 12 games?
Correct.
Okay. In those 12 games, you would have to go, you know, 9-3. You would have to be a game above 500 team to even have a thought about not selling.
So basically, what we just saw for these last eight games,
you kind of have to have that happen again. When the Twins turned their season around, didn't they have like a 10-game win streak after being awful? Then they lost seven in a row, and then they won like 9 of 11. I can't do it today. I'm not mad if people want to do it. It's just, I guess I'm so numb to it is I thought, wow, Flaherty pitched awesome. Great, I can trade him.
No, that's terrible. It's not terrible, Mike. You're thinking pragmatic. It's smart. Because you're playing chess right now, and a lot of people don't. They play checkers, so they only look to the next move. You're looking 5-6 moves down the line. Both can be right. For the people who just want to enjoy the daiquiri, enjoy this win, enjoy this hot streak, I don't want to get rid of them. I want to keep experiencing days like that. That's fine, but it's short-term thinking. It's temporary thinking. By moving him and getting some extra piece and maybe getting another... David, cut his mic off. Get another piece to the core, a bat to the lineup that can help this team, then yes, you're going to have to move some people along, and it means that this good time that you're feeling, it's fleeting.
I won't say his name.
No, you go ahead. No.
What if it was a guy whose name sounds like Byatt Dangford?
Mm.
Do you understand how frustrating, and any human saying what you're saying.
You realize, once again, I understand. Preaching to the choir, because that was me for the Pistons.
Right. Yes. It's why it's so frustrating. Like, imagine if Wyatt Langford was here, it'd be much more believable.
This conversation is totally different, that we are now talking about who they should go out and add. Who should they target? Who should they...
Wait for it. Here it is. Lead off Riley Green. Two-hole Cole Keith.
So you're going to lead off with a Green?
Three-hole Wyatt Langford. Clean up Vladdy Guerrero. Vladito coming to town, Kenny.
Five spots, Vierling.
Face of franchise, Matt Vierling.
Let me give you this.
Oops.
Because I thought the deadline was August 1st. It is July 30th. 6 p.m. July 30th. So while you're in the middle of the last game against Cleveland.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's probably too little too late unless they catch fire like right now. I mean, if they can go out and win 9 of 11 after winning 7, you would have to do that in order to potentially shift course. But if you're going to call up and say, I'm enjoying this daiquiri days and I want to buy at the deadline, understand if you're buying a player with term, I don't disagree with you. Because what you're saying is, I'm adding to my core.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all aboard if that's what you want to do.
I will take it another step, Mike. But it's going to require some trust in Scott Harris. I would take a rental player, a bat, a hired hand, somebody that you know is going to help this team out, and you may not re-sign them.
What am I giving
up, though? But you're not giving up a ton of stuff, okay? Mm. You're not giving up a ton. But it's just a...
Those deals, let me tell you something. Those are the ones, they give you bed bugs. 4 years later, and some all-star is killing you, and you're like, who the hell is this guy? Yeah, that's the guy you gave up to get Bubba Smith. I'm telling you, you're not wrong. Right. I just...
No, because this is all... It's going to trigger Detroiters, because they're going to think, Doyle Alexander, and you gave up John Smoltz.
Man, if I got to let go of Wyatt Langford, don't they have to let go of Doyle Alexander, John Smoltz?
Yes. They really do.
Just saying.
They do. But at the time, that deal helped out the team. Doyle Alexander came to Detroit and helped you get to the playoffs.
Chris, 97-1. Chris, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, man, sat front row, got to watch the whole thing. Beautiful day. Listen, Flaherty looks like he did year two with the Cardinals, year three with the Cardinals. He looked awesome. But let me ask you, coming off of all this back, all the questions around his back and everything like that, you're up 6, 7, 8 runs. Why leave him into the seventh inning unless it is an audition? They want to move this guy.
I agree with
you. I don't know what they're going to do. You could go with a young arm. You could go with a late bat, all that kind of stuff, middle bat, you know, whatever. Some guy who's got some promising stuff. But that was an audition. They had no reason to leave him in that late. And they did that mound visit in the third, fourth inning after he gave up that ding-dong. After that mound visit, everything before that was low 90s. Everything after that was mid-90s. The guy was on audition. That's all I got to say.
No, Chris, I agree with you. And I have been resigned to having to trade him since, I don't know, once we knew the team wasn't very good. But when they're in this hot streak and you look at the differential between Skubal, Jack, and Reese Olson to not having Jack, that's a massive differential. And if people call up and are like, well, what if we keep him and we make him a qualifying offer? Hey, Chris, I'm trading him. I know that.
Yep.
But I want to leave the possibility open for people that if they don't want to do it, well, here's what you'd have to do to make your dreams come true.
When people show you who they are, believe them. That's what I've always something I've lived by. I'm just saying that this team is not a Flaherty. Okay, you keep Flaherty. You have this miraculous run to get to the postseason, then you win a wild card. For what? This team is not a Flaherty away from going deep.
No, but here, okay.
But Chris, here's the thing, though. I don't agree with that, because if you make it to the playoffs, you have the pitching staff that could steal you some series. And if now all of a sudden the team gets hot like they are right now, and you may see yourself in a World Series. Baseball is that one, like the sport, like you don't want to have the best record overall, because that normally means you're not going to win anything.
No, and Chris, my point is, no, you're right. But tell me this, Chris. Like, you went to the game today. This is a franchise that hasn't made the playoffs in a decade. There is value to getting in. There is value to end. Like, what did I talk about all fall? If you don't want to hear about the Lions' history, then change it. Like, you got to win the division. You got to win playoff. Now no one will ever be able to say one playoff win since 1957. Mm-hmm. The Tigers eventually.
And look what happened after they got the two wins. Now people look at you as a totally different organization and franchise. With this Tiger team being so young, yeah, I do think that a wild card would help them out, because now they've gotten a taste of it young, and they're going to want to get back there.
Okay, so Flaherty, you need two arms to win a series in the postseason.
Okay.
Do you think Flaherty is a two or a three?
A two. I think if he's, and that's okay. I mean, you know what, Chris, how about this? It's not this undebatable thing. I just think when a guy has a K rate of, you know, basically 12, and he's able to give you six, that slider when it's right, the velocity's there. I think he's a two. But if you don't, I'm not mad at you. It's debatable. But Skubal, Flaherty, that sounds like 1-2 to me. Mm-hmm. I have less trust in Olson. Flaherty at least has some pedigree. Flaherty has some big game experience.
Olson just has bad luck.
Well,
his teammates hate him.
That's okay. 248-539.
They may not, but it just seems that way.
97-97. We'll get more of your phone calls, though. Tigers are on fire here. So, oh, and by the way, imagine what they'd be if they stopped pitching Maeda sooner.
All I got to say about that, buddy,
Hickford,
mistakes were made.
Ah.
Mistakes were made.
We figured it out.
I think there's something going on in that room. There's a lot of, you know, clearing of the throats.
Quiet.
Mistakes were made. Maeda's gone to the bullpen.
97-1.
We won't see him for a while.
Hickford. So if you are caller Marcus, who wanted Kenny to pass it on, Kenny actually did.
But he really?
A guy named Marcus called up. He didn't have time to stick around. And he
Marcus,
said,
this is historic. I want you to know that.
He goes, why can't we be the one to be the team to rip somebody off? Why can we never be on the winning side of trades with this idea of, whether you traded Flaherty or Scheller, you trade these guys, but somehow, through some big brain Ivy League mysticism,
you find a guy whose name rhymes with Dax Clark.
Or you pull a trade where you go, wait, I got that guy and gave up what?
You find your Wyatt Langford of another organization.
Oh, say it for the people in the back. So Kenny did pass it on. David, some ticket text, though, as we try
But that
to
would require a lot of faith in Scott Harris.
But okay, but faith is all we have, because reality is, if you don't trust him or you don't think anything of him, then you can't root for your team. My angst is that I think he is a smart guy, and there were moves that could have been made, and he made the wrong one. But I can't not believe that he can't do his job.
And see, people got angry at me even last year when he blew the E-Rod thing. I wanted to give him half credit because it looked as if he were going to bring back a haul that we kind of want to get for Scooble now. It's just you didn't dot all the I's and cross all the T's, and now you left with nothing. But he went for it. They were going to bring back players that were going to help this team out from the Dodgers organization, and it just didn't work out that way.
But what does it mean? I don't know what to do with it. I was excited Jack Flaherty pitched great because the first thing I'm doing is trading him. But then there's the other side of it. Are you riding this wave? All right, if you want to think that way on a sunny Thursday in July, okay, here's the math. Let's say it'll take 88 wins to get in. You're going to have to go with 69 games left. You're going to have to go 43-26. Do you believe in your heart they can do that? Now, if you tell me they're not going to sell anything, and in fact, they're going to buy a player with term, you know, Kenny threw out the Bo Bichette stuff or the Vladdy stuff, right? Each guy has term. Look, you guys can throw whatever ideas you want out. I'm offering you where we're at, and you tell me what you want to do with it. Or maybe you're like caller Stan. You're just enjoying a sunny day. You don't get to control your future. And when and if they sell, you're going to be heartbroken. I don't know. But if you want to be serious about it and make a run, my feeling is it's too little too late. But if they get red hot between now and the deadline, they could make that interesting. I don't know. I'm just glad I never have to look at Kenta Maeda again. So that's positive. David, the ticket text, and I'll go right back to the phones.
That definitely is a positive. Call it wishful thinking, but I'm hoping the Maeda move has woken them up. The bullpen has been sharp. Flaherty looked good, and the bats come alive. Minnesota started out with a bad record in the last couple of months. That's been about where they're at, 43-26. It doesn't seem undoable, Mike from Whitmore Lake.
Yeah, but Mike, do you have the team that they have? Also, you know, just because someone else does it, you got to look in your own house. My fear is, okay, let's say you invest. Let's say you really buy in. If they trade Flaherty and Urshela and Kelly, where's 43-26 coming from? See, that's where I'm fascinated what they do between now and the deadline. If they can, look, Dodgers are here this week. There's no Mookie Betts, and there's no Tyler Glasnow. Could you take two of three? Go in on a high. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Be three games under 500. Basically get back to where you were, what, end of May?
Yes.
Does that sound about right?
Yes.
And then you have the All-Star break. And you're going to have, David, how many games between now and the deadline after the All-Star break? What, about nine games? I believe they're playing the Royals as the trade deadline hits.
Correct.
How many
games?
That
is August 1st, so they have three against, I'm sorry, stupid thing.
You're fine. I know the computer sucks. It's not on you.
I'm trying to get everything back that I had.
You're fine.
They have three against the
Blue Jays. They got four against the Guardians at Cleveland.
Yes.
They have three at home against the Twins, and then they got two against Cleveland at home.
Okay, so 12 games?
Correct.
Okay, in those 12 games, you would have to go, you know, 9-3. You would have to be a three or four above a game above 500 team to even have a thought about not selling.
So basically,
right?
What we just saw for these last eight games,
kind of, you
kind of have to have that.
Yeah,
happen
and look,
again.
When the Twins turned their season around, didn't they have like a 10-game win streak after being awful? Then they lost seven in a row, and then they won like 9 of 11. I can't do it today. I'm not mad if people want to do it. It's just, I guess I'm so numb to it. Is I thought, wow, Flaherty pitched awesome. Great, I can trade him.
No,
that's terrible.
It's not terrible, Mike. You're thinking pragmatic. It's smart. because you're playing chess right now, and a lot of people don't. They play checkers, so they only look to the next move. You're looking 5-6 moves down the line. Both can be right. For the people who just want to enjoy the daiquiri, enjoy this win, enjoy this hot streak, I don't want to get rid of them. I want to keep experiencing days like that. That's fine, but it's short-term thinking. It's temporary thinking. By moving him and getting some extra piece and maybe getting another... David, cut his mic off. Get another piece to the core, a bat to the lineup that can help this team, then yes, you're going to have to move some people along, and it means that this good time that you're feeling, it's fleeting.
I won't say his name.
No, you go ahead.
No. What if it was a guy whose name sounds like Byatt Dangford? Do you understand how frustrating, and not you, man, any human saying what you're saying.
You realize, you're once again, I understand, that, preaching to the choir, because that was me for the Pistons.
Right, yes. It's why it's so frustrating. Like, imagine if Wyatt Langford was here, it'd be much more believable.
This conversation is totally different, that we are now talking about who they should go out and add. Who should they target? Who should they...
Wait for it. Here it is. Lead off Riley Green. Two-hole Cole Keith.
So you're going to lead off with a Green?
Three-hole Wyatt Langford. Clean up Vladdy Guerrero. Vladito coming to town, Kenny.
Five spots, Vierling.
Face of franchise, Matt Vierling.
Let me give you this.
Oops.
Because I thought the deadline was August 1st. It is July 30th. 6 p.m. July 30th. So while you're in the middle of the last game against Cleveland.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's probably too little too late unless they catch fire like right now. I mean, if they can go out and win 9 of 11 after winning 7, you would have to do that in order to potentially shift course. But listen, if you're going to call up and say, I'm enjoying this daiquiri days and I want to buy at the deadline, understand, if you're buying a player with term, I don't disagree with you. Because what you're saying is, I'm adding to my core.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all aboard if that's what you want to do.
I will take it another step, Mike. But it's going to require some trust in Scott Harris. I would take a rental player. A bat, a hired hand, somebody that you know is going to help this team out, and you may not re-sign them.
What am I giving
up? But you're not giving up a ton of stuff, okay? Mm. You're not giving up a ton, but it's just a...
Those deals, let me tell you something. Those are the ones, they give you bed bugs. 4 years later, and some all-star is killing you, and you're like, who the hell is this guy? Yeah, that's the guy you gave up to get Bubba Smith. I'm telling you, you're not wrong. Right. I just...
No, because this is all... It's going to trigger Detroiters because they're going to think, Doyle Alexander, okay. And you gave up John Smoltz.
Man, if I got to let go of Wyatt Langford, don't they have to let go of Doyle Alexander, John Smoltz?
Yes. They really do.
Just saying.
They do. But at the time, that deal helped out the team. Doyle Alexander came to Detroit and helped you get to the playoffs.
Chris, 97-1. Chris, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, man, sat front row, got to watch the whole thing. Beautiful day. Listen, Flaherty looks like he did year two with the Cardinals, year three with the Cardinals. He looked awesome. But let me ask you, coming off of all this back, all the questions around his back and everything like that, you're up 6-7, 8 runs. Why leave him into the seventh inning unless it is an audition? They want to move this guy.
I agree with you.
I don't know what they're going to do. You could go with a young arm. You could go with a late bat, all that kind of stuff, middle bat, whatever. Some guy who's got some promising stuff. But that was an audition. They had no reason to leave him in that late. And they did that mound visit in the third, fourth inning after he gave up that ding-dong. After that mound visit, everything before that was low 90s. Everything after that was mid-90s. The guy was on audition. That's all I got to say.
No, Chris, I agree with you. And I have been resigned to having to trade him. Since, I don't know, once we knew the team wasn't very good. But when they're in this hot streak and you look at the differential between Scooble, Jack, and Reese Olson to not having Jack, that's a massive differential. And if people call up and are like, well, what if we keep him and we make him a qualifying offer? Hey, Chris, I'm trading him. I know that.
Yep.
But I want to leave the possibility open for people that if they don't want to do it, well, here's what you'd have to do to make your dreams come true.
When people show you who they are, believe them. That's what I've always, always something I've lived by. I'm just saying that this team is not a Flaherty. Okay, you keep Flaherty. You have this miraculous run to get to the postseason, then you win a wild card. For what? This team is not a Flaherty away from going deep.
No, but here, okay.
But Chris, here's the thing, though. I don't agree with that, because if you make it to the playoffs, you have the pitching staff that could steal you some series. And if now all of a sudden the team gets hot like they are right now, and you may see yourself in a World Series. Baseball is that one, like the sport, like you don't want to have the best record overall, because that normally means you're not going to win anything.
No, and Chris, my point is, no, you're right. But tell me this, Chris. Like, you went to the game today. This is a franchise that hasn't made the playoffs in a decade. There is value to getting in. There is value to end. Like, what did I talk about all fall? If you don't want to hear about the Lions' history, then change it. Like, you got to win the division. You got to win playoff. Now no one will ever be able to say one playoff win since 1957. Mm-hmm. The Tigers eventually.
And look what happened after they got the two wins. Now people look at you as a totally different organization and franchise. With this Tiger team being so young, yeah, I do think that a wild card would help them out, because now they've gotten a taste of it young, and they're going to want to get back there.
Okay, so Flaherty, you need two arms to win a series in the postseason.
Okay.
Do you think Flaherty is a two or a three?
A two. I think if he's, and that's okay. I mean, you know what, Chris, how about this? It's not this undebatable thing. I just think when a guy has a K rate of, you know, basically 12, and he's able to give you six, that slider when it's right, the velocity's there. I think he's a two. But if you don't, I'm not mad at you. It's debatable. But Scooble Flaherty, that sounds like 1-2 to me. Mm-hmm. I have less trust in Olsen. Flaherty at least has some pedigree. Flaherty has some big game experience.
Olsen just has bad luck.
Well,
his teammates hate him.
That's okay. 248-539.
They may not, but it just seems that way.
97-97. We'll get more of your phone calls, though. Tigers are on fire here. So, oh, and by the way, imagine what they'd be if they stopped pitching Maeda sooner.
All I got to say about that, buddy,
Hickford,
mistakes were made.
Mistakes were made.
We figured it out.
I think there's something going on in that room. There's a lot of, clearing of the throats.
Quiet. Mistakes were made. Maeda's gone to the bullpen.
97-1.
We won't see him for a while.
Hickford. So if you are caller Marcus, who wanted Kenny to pass it on, Kenny actually did.
But he really?
A guy named Marcus called up. He didn't have time to stick around. And
he said, Marcus, this is historic. I want you to know that.
He goes, why can't we be the one to be the team to rip somebody off? Why can we never be on the winning side of trades with this idea of, whether you traded Flaherty or Scheller, you trade these guys, but somehow, through some big brain Ivy League mysticism,
you find a guy whose name rhymes with Dax Clark.
Or you pull a trade where you go, wait, I got that guy and gave up what?
You find your Wyatt Langford of another organization.
Oh, say it for the people in the back. So Kenny did pass it on. David, some ticket text, though, as we try.
But that would require a lot of faith in Scott Harris.
But okay, but faith is all we have, because reality is, if you don't trust him or you don't think anything of him, then you can't root for your team. My angst is that I think he is a smart guy, and there were moves that could have been made, and he made the wrong one. But I can't not believe that he can't do his job.
And see, people got angry at me even last year when he blew the E-Rod thing. I wanted to give him half credit because it looked as if he were going to bring back a haul that we kind of want to get for Scooble now. It's just you didn't dot all the I's and cross all the T's, and now you left with nothing. But he went for it. They were going to bring back players that were going to help this team out from the Dodgers organization, and it just didn't work out that way. Go ahead, David.
This could be a game, or the Tigers could be a game under 500 at the deadline with the bats coming to life. Could be a whole new season. Someone else says, you trade him if you can't succeed at a serious attempt at signing Flaherty. But stick with rooting for the Tigers. They are a better team than the Guardians, and they showed it.
No, no, they did not. And you're on crack. And I need you to go to the clinic. You're not a better team than Cleveland. Please stop. Please, I need you to go to Passages Malibu. They're like 25 games over 500. Baseball, yes, you took a series. But please stop. I need you to take the rock out of the spoon, put it back in the plastic bag, put down the lighter. You're not Tony Bowles. Please stop. It's July. I'm not going to get angry at people, but don't come in here with that crackhead stuff. Cut it out.
What if they went with Crack Zero?
Yeah. Crack Clear. Right. Remember the Clear Pepsi?
Right. Like it's like all I'm the things saying, of crack, but you know.
Come on, man. Team with no the best calories. Record in the AL, and you take three or four, and they put out a gas can okay. today. I had to look up who they put okay. on the mound.
What you're looking at, that person probably had the daiquiri, went to the game, feeling good.
Or some black tar heroin.
Let's just go with a daiquiri. They're feeling good about their team, saying, what's so tough about them?
Feel good. Crack is whack.
I understand.
All right. David, go ahead.
Crack is whack.
I'm just saying.
Mortimer, sell.
Get those machines back on.
I know. But when you've won 7 of 8, and Flaherty looked great today, and it is hard to have that reaction. You got to be kind of a cold-hearted bastard like myself. But, you know, even I am leaving open the possibility. If you guys wanted to move forward, I gave you the math on it. But do I think you're selling? Yes. Which makes this all the more frustrating because it's too little too late then.
Nick at a Brown Truck says, best case, Flaherty killed it today, has a great next few starts, and Scooble dominates the Dodgers Friday, making them want to trade the farm for both of them when they play the Phillies for the NLCS.
Yeah, I know. Let's go to the people, see what they got to say. A lot of people are ready to talk about it. I'm happy to because I love talking baseball. And it's got to be more than just bitching about bias. That's why I told you, not fighting with you in July. I'm not doing Scooble Radio. I'm not doing Bias Radio. Now, we did Maeda Radio this week. We had to. But yeah. they listened.
They did.
They listened. I said, throw him in the pen. Let him be whatever that garbage the Guardians threw out today.
I think you said launch him to the sun.
Gas prices are high. Go to Zach, 97.1. Zach, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys, how you doing? I'm born and raised in Michigan. I live in Cincinnati now. I listen to you guys every day on Odyssey. I love the show.
Well, thank you, brother. Welcome. What's going on?
So I agree a little bit with what some of the callers are saying. I think it's time for Chris Ehlish to finally just step up to the plate here, so to speak. I'm all for signing Jack Flaherty at 3 at 54. If you think that's a ridiculous number, feel free to tell me.
No, nope.
But I think 3 at 54 is a good extension for Flaherty, maybe an opt-out in there somewhere.
If I represented Jack Flaherty, I would need something with a 2 in front of it. So I would need 20 a year. And again, I'm spitballing, but I'm not mad at where you're at with this, Zach. If you tell me, look, this guy's found his career here. He's got a great relationship going on. We got a meltdown. We got a meltdown.
Traffic meltdown.
It's all right. Zach, you handle it. Hold on a second. I'll take care of
some fast food.
Hold on. It's going to be all right, Zach. No, traffic gets terrible down there near the bridge where the Bengals play. When I'm driving down to Kentucky, Oh, my God. It's down by that Job Corps building on the right. It's a nightmare down there, Rico. I don't know how Burrow goes to work. But no, Zach's not wrong. He's not. The idea is, okay, why do I have to sell this guy? Why don't I just try to sign him? Jack, do you like it here? Do you want to be here? I can't kill Zach. And again, if Zach's right, and Zach, let's say you sign Flaherty, then I can get aboard this and go, okay, here's the math. Here's what we got to do to make a run.
But see, I think it goes to what we said about Scooble. Show me the initiative. Go out there and say,
right, Zach, let's get this taken care of. I got to go, Zach.
Let's get this taken care of now.
Let's not wait to the end of the skyline.
No, that's awful.
Isn't that stuff terrible? How does anyone like it?
You know what? I guess it's one of those things. If you're from there, it's how they talk about, we love Coney's here, and nobody else does.
First of all, they have no right to speak about us. They live in Ohio. Second of all, they put cinnamon in their chili.
It's sweet.
It's disgusting. It's right. A crime.
Yeah.
Third, you know what?
No, you can just stop at sweet chili.
Yeah, I got a story for you about it.
Yeah.
Now, a buddy of mine coming home from the Derby one year decided he wanted that crap. I go, you can miss me with that. Let's just say we needed a couple of stops on the way.
Long ride
home. And we'll leave it. Yeah.
Oh, no.
I told him, you're not going in my truck, so I'd rather pull over than, you know, we're not going to have a crime scene in here. Tough. Well, he decided to get it where they put it on the pasta, mm-hmm. But then there's all this, I don't know, a chili discharge, right? It was like, there was like the chili, then the pasta, and then it was steeping in like discharge water. It was...
That's enough. That's enough.
Then they don't melt the cheese. It's just raw shreds.
Right, it's the cold cheese. Yes. We couldn't come up with a better term than that.
What?
Come on, man, use your words.
What?
Discharge.
But it was like... It was like
use your words.
I did. It was like the chili.
Okay, right now, the dean of the journalism school is not happy with you.
The chili bled out. I don't know. And I blame Zach's kid. That's really what it's about.
Come up with something.
And I'm telling you, that traffic down there, they got to do that something bad around Cincinnati. It's unbelievable.
Is it worse than the 9-4?
Worse. Worse than the split? Are they going?
I don't do. Yeah.
Worse than the Novi split 696.
Right now?
Worse. Cincinnati, get your act together. If I were Burrow, I'd leave today. 248-539-9797. Tons of people want to talk. We're here for it. We'll reset everything next. 97.1. So if you are caller Marcus who wanted Kenny to pass it on, Kenny actually did.
But he really?
A guy named Marcus called up. He didn't have time to stick around. And
he Marcus, said, this is historic. I want you to know that.
He goes, why can't we be the one to be the team to rip somebody off? Why can we never be on the winning side of trades with this idea of whether you traded Flaherty or Scheller, you trade these guys, but somehow through some big brain Ivy League mysticism,
you find a guy whose name rhymes with Dax Clark.
Or you pull a trade where you go, wait, I got that guy and gave up what?
You find your Wyatt Langford off correct another organization.
Oh, say it for the people in the back. So Kenny did pass it on. David, some ticket text, though, as we try.
But that would require a lot of faith in Scott Harris.
But okay, but faith is all we have, because reality is, if you don't trust him or you don't think anything of him, then you can't root for your team. My angst is that I think he is a smart guy, and there were moves that could have been made, and he made the wrong one. But I can't not believe that he can't do his job.
And see, people got angry at me even last year when he blew the E-Rod thing. I wanted to give him half credit because it looked as if he were going to bring back a haul that we kind of want to get for Scoobal now. It's just you didn't dot all the I's and cross all the T's, and now you left with nothing. But he went for it. They were going to bring back players that were going to help this team out from the Dodgers organization, and it just didn't work out that way. Go ahead, David.
This could be a game, or the Tigers could be a game under 500 at the deadline with the bats coming to life. Could be a whole new season. Someone else says, you trade him if you can't succeed at a serious attempt at signing Flaherty. But stick with rooting for the Tigers. They are a better team than the Guardians, and they showed it.
No, they did not. And you're on crack. And I need you to go to the clinic. You're not a better team than Cleveland. Please stop. Please, I need you to go to Passages Malibu. They're like 25 games over 500. Baseball, yes, you took a series. But please stop. I need you to take the rock out of the spoon, put it back in the plastic bag, put down the lighter. You're not Tony Bowles. Please stop. It's July. I'm not going to get angry at people, but don't come in here with that crackhead stuff. Cut it out.
What if they went with crack zero?
Yeah. crack clear. Right. Remember the clear Pepsi?
Right. Like it's like all I'm the things saying, of crack, but you know.
Come on, man. Team with no the best calories. Record in the AL and you take three or four and they put out a gas can okay. today. I had to look up who they put okay. on the mound.
What you're looking at, that person probably had the daiquiri, went to the game, feeling good.
Or some black tar heroin.
Let's just go with a daiquiri. They're feeling good about their team, saying, what's so tough about them?
Feel good. Crack is whack.
I understand.
All right. David, go ahead.
Crack is whack.
I'm just saying.
Mortimer, sell.
Get those machines back on.
I know. But when you've won 7 of 8, and Flaherty looked great today, and it is hard to have that reaction. You got to be kind of a cold-hearted bastard like myself. But, you know, even I am leaving open the possibility. If you guys wanted to move forward, I gave you the math on it. But do I think you're selling? Yes. Which makes this all the more frustrating because it's too little too late then.
Nick of the Brown Truck says, best case, Flaherty killed it today, has a great next few starts, and Scooble dominates the Dodgers Friday, making them want to trade the farm for both of them when they play the Phillies for the NLCS.
Yeah, I know. Let's go to the people, see what they got to say. A lot of people are ready to talk about it. I'm happy to because I love talking baseball. And it's got to be more than just bitching about bias. That's why I told you, not fighting with you in July. I'm not doing Scooble Radio. I'm not doing bias radio. Now, we did my Ada radio this week. We had to. But yeah. they listened.
They did.
They listened. I said, throw him in the pen. Let him be whatever that garbage the Guardians threw out today.
I think you said launch him to the sun.
Gas prices are high. Go to Zach, 97.1. Zach, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys, how you doing? I'm born and raised in Michigan. I live in Cincinnati now. I listen to you guys every day on Odyssey. I love the show.
Well, thank you, brother. Welcome. What's going on?
So I agree a little bit with what some of the callers are saying. I think it's time for Chris Ellis to put finally just step up to the plate here, so to speak. I'm all for signing Jack Flaherty at 3 at 54. If you think that's a ridiculous number, feel free to tell me.
No, nope.
But I think 3 at 54 is a good extension for Flaherty, maybe an opt-out in there somewhere.
If I represented Jack Flaherty, I would need something with a 2 in front of it. So I would need 20 a year. And again, I'm spitballing, but I'm not mad at where you're at with this, Zach. If you tell me, look, this guy's found his career here. He's got a great relationship going on. And uh-oh, we got a meltdown. We got a meltdown.
Traffic meltdown.
It's all right. Zach, you handle it. Hold on a second. I'll take care of
some fast food.
Hold on. It's going to be all right, Zach. No, traffic gets terrible down there near the bridge where the Bengals play. When I'm driving down to Kentucky, Oh, my God. It's down by that Job Corps building on the right. It's a nightmare down there, Rico. I don't know how Burrow goes to work. But, no, Zach's not wrong. He's not. The idea is, okay, why do I have to sell this guy? Why don't I just try to sign him? Jack, do you like it here? Do you want to be here? I can't kill Zach. And again, if Zach's right, and Zach, let's say you sign Flaherty, then I can get aboard this and go, okay, here's the math. Here's what we got to do to make a run.
But see, I think it goes to what we said about Scooble. Show me the initiative. Go out there and say,
right, Zach, let's get this taken care of. I got to go, Zach.
Let's get this taken care of now.
Get that kid to the end of the skyline.
No, that's awful.
Isn't that stuff terrible? How does anyone like it?
You know what? I guess it's one of those things. If you're from there, it's how they talk about, we love Coney's here and nobody else does.
First of all, they have no right to speak about us. They live in Ohio. Second of all, they put cinnamon in their chili.
It's sweet.
It's disgusting. Right. It's a crime.
Yeah.
Third,
you can just stop at sweet chili.
Yeah, I got a story for you about it.
Yeah.
Now, a buddy of mine coming home from the Derby one year decided he wanted that crap. I go, you can miss me with that. Let's just say we needed a couple of stops on the way.
Long ride home.
And we'll leave it. Yeah.
Oh, no.
I told him, you're not going in my truck, so I'd rather pull over than, you know, we're not going to have a crime scene in here. Tough. Well, he decided to get it where they put it on the pasta, mm-hmm. but then there's all this I don't know, a chili discharge, right? It was like, there was like the chili, then the pasta, and then it was steeping in like discharge water. It was...
That's enough.
Then they don't melt the cheese. It's just like raw shreds.
Right, it's the cold cheese. We couldn't come up with a better term than that.
What?
Come on, man, use your words.
What?
Discharge.
But it was like... It was like
use your words.
I did. It was like the chili.
Okay, right now the dean of the journalism school is not happy with you.
The chili bled out. I don't know. And I blame Zach's kid. That's really what it's about.
Come up with something.
And I'm telling you, that traffic down there, they got to do that something bad around Cincinnati. It's unbelievable.
Is it worse than the 9-4?
Worse. Worse than the split? Are they going?
I don't do. Yeah.
Worse than the Novi split 696.
Right now?
Worse. Cincinnati, get your act together. If I were Burrow, I'd leave today. 248-539-9797. Tons of people want to talk. We're here for it. We'll reset everything next. 97.1.